This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holding security talks on elections in Lumbini province. Election Commission transports ballot papers to Sudarpashchim, Karnali and Kosi provinces. Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanisms meeting concludes in Lisbon. Discussions focused on strengthening cooperation in trade, investment and tourism. And UK government considers removing Andrew from royal succession line amid Epstein probe. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki is in Lumbini province to hold high-level discussions on preparations and security arrangements for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. According to the Prime Minister's press coordinator Ram Bahadur Rawal, Prime Minister Karki arrived in Butwal yesterday evening after visiting Muktinath in Mustang district. The visit aims to assess the election environment at the local level and finalize security strategies. This morning, discussions were held in Butwal with provincial security chiefs, election security personnel and other stakeholders. Earlier, the Prime Minister also received a briefing on election-related security arrangements in Gandaki province in view of the House of Representatives election. The Prime Minister also visited Solukhumbu, Taplejung, Bhojpur and Itahari in Kosi province to review election preparations. Similar visits to other provinces are also planned. The Election Commission has transported ballot papers along with election materials to three provinces ahead of the House of Representatives elections. According to the Commission, ballot papers have been delivered to Sudarpashchim, Karnali and Kosi provinces. Distribution to other provinces is ongoing. The Commission has completed printing ballot papers under both the first-past-the-post and proportional representation system. For the first-past-the-post category, 20,323,000 ballot papers have been printed, packed and dispatched to 165 constituencies in 77 districts. Transportation of ballot papers began from Karnali province on the 12th of February and is continuing in Bagmati province and other provinces. The Commission said 51 different types of materials are required to conduct the election and delivery process is in progress across the country. The first meeting of the Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanism concluded in Lisbon on Friday. The meeting held at Portugal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs agreed to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, culture, education and science and technology. Political, economic, consular, climate change and multilateral issues were also discussed during the meeting. The Nepali delegation was led by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, while the Portuguese side was led by Ana Isabel Javier. Nepal requested support to resolve document authentication issues faced by Nepalese living in Portugal and proposed the establishment of a Portuguese embassy in Nepal. Foreign Secretary Rai thanked the Portuguese government for its goodwill towards the Nepali community. Portugal appreciated the contribution of the Nepalese to its economy. Discussions also covered possible Portuguese investment in Nepal's renewable energy sector. The Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanism was established in 2018. As Nepal continues to strengthen its emergency and disaster response system, a visiting Israeli trauma expert this week shared lessons drawn from the decades of handling complex emergencies and mass casualty incidents. The Embassy of Israel in Nepal facilitated a special visit of Professor Dr. Abraham Rivkind, who is also Israel Prize Laureate and a globally recognized expert in trauma and emergency medicine. During his three-day visit, Professor Rivkind delivered lectures and held professional interactions at Bir Hospital and the National Trauma Center, focusing on trauma systems, mass casualty management, and disaster preparedness. He also addressed doctors and students at Thulikhel Hospital, Kathmandu University Hospital, toured Patan Hospital and conducted a nationwide virtual session connecting medical professionals across the country. Nepal's exposure to earthquakes, floods, landslides and aviation disasters has repeatedly tested its healthcare system. The 2015 Gorkha earthquake, in particular, overwhelmed hospitals and underscored the need for a stronger pre-hospital emergency response and coordinated trauma care. Hence, Israel brought Professor Dr. Abraham Rivkind to address these issues. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The UK government is considering new legislation to remove Andrew Mountbatten Windsor from the line of royal succession. According to the BBC, Defence Minister Luke Pollard told the BBC that the move would be the right thing to do, regardless of the outcome of a police investigation. Andrew, the brother of King Charles, is currently eighth in line to the throne. Andrew was stripped of his royal titles last year following public pressure over his past association with financier Jeffrey Epstein. On Thursday, he was released under the investigation after being questioned by police. He has denied any wrongdoing. Pollard said government has been working with Buckingham Palace on the proposal, which he said could proceed only after the police investigation concludes. Police activity has continued at Royal Lodge in Windsor, where Andrew has lived. Thames Valley Police is expected to continue its work until Monday. Several MPs have backed the proposed legislation, though Buckingham Palace has not commented publicly. The move would require an Act of Parliament, which would have to be approved by MPs and peers and would come into effect when given royal assent by the King. U.S. President Donald Trump has sharply criticized six justices of the Supreme Court of the United States after the court struck down his administration's global tariffs. Calling the ruling deeply disappointing, Trump said the justices lacked the courage to do the right thing and should be ashamed. According to the BBC, he made the remarks at a press conference at the White House hours after the decision was announced. The court ruled that U.S. presidents do not have inherent authority to impose broad tariffs on other countries. Trump said he disagreed with the judgment and would look for other ways to pursue his tariff policy. During the lengthy press conference, the president repeatedly returned to criticism of the court, saying the decision had personally disappointed him. He did not distinguish between justices appointed by Republicans or Democrats. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces, while partly cloudy weather in the remaining hilly and mountainous areas. The rest of the country will have mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holding security talks on elections in Lumbini province. Election Commission transports ballot papers to Sudarpashchim, Karnali and Kosi provinces. Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation concludes in Lisbon. Discussions focus on strengthening cooperation in trade, investment and tourism. And UK government considers removing Andrew from royal succession line amid Epstein probe. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.